Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 25th of January. The prepper tip of the day is to take a current first aid, preferably wilderness first aid, and CPR training. Be sure you get equipment equal to your skill level, and this could literally be a matter of life and death to get this training. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend, Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began about 37 years ago a quest to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Commerce Conspiracy. Jeff is the author of 6 books available at Amazon.com. His website is jrnyquist.com. Is it .com or .org? .com. .blog.
.blog.
.blog. Yeah. Good morning, Jeff. We already have a caller in hold here. We got Thomas in Germany. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Nyquist, today's question could be titled, How Lost is Europe? On the one side, yesterday, Scholz decided or was pushed to stop blocking German Leopard tanks to the Ukraine. On the other side, is all of this too little too late? Bakhmut is close to being encircled, meaning 10 Ukrainian brigades could be getting ground up. And the rest of the horseshoe front line is just waiting for emergency movements to be taken advantage of. Is Europe waking up to the communist threat, making the right military moves, however still completely ignoring to inform its people about the enemy? Or is this all a very precise maneuver that ensures the definitive defeat of the Ukraine by providing material too little too late, and ensuring that throughout this year of war in the Ukraine, the word communism and communist long-term strategy has never, ever been mentioned. Not once, even. That's what I'm wondering.
That's a good question, because that's what I've been waiting for many years, is somebody to wake up. You know, when you know, basically, the defector literature during the Cold War contained the memoirs and the writings of defectors who said that they were preparing a false liberalization in the 1980s in the Eastern Bloc. And however that went, you know that Moscow is not liberal in the sense that they're not for freedom. And when you got Nicolas Maduro, you know, more than a week ago saying he wants to form a bloc, he doesn't use the word communist, but he is a communist, in South America, allied with their big brothers, Russia and China. And Russia and China are allied, and North Korea is providing Russia with artillery shells. There is a thing called the communist bloc, the elephant in the room, but not one Western leader will talk about it. Now, that's a very interesting thing. It means, you see, if you got people to swallow a lie in 1991 that the Soviet Union collapsed and it was the end of communism, and yet people are still, you know, learning Marxism in the universities. And the KGB structures are all over Europe. They still exist. And people are being blackmailed, mainly businessmen and politicians. And they're still being bought, you know, with the money, especially, that the Chinese have been making. And that you've got Russian natural gas, of course, as a weapon. And they're just one country after another follows. I mean, you know, and nobody will say boo. I mean, that Venezuela is an extension of communist Cuba, that the communists just conquered Brazil, that the communists won the Angolan Civil War, that the revolution in the Congo under Laurent Kabila in 1997 was a communist takeover of a country, that Nepal was taken over by Maoists. I mean, country after country since the supposed Cold War ended had fallen to communism. And not one word of alarm. You're right, Thomas. And now Russia advances to put the Soviet Union together. And it's like there's some alarm, but they muzzle it. And nobody will talk honestly about it. And as you say, Ukraine, they have slow-walked all the aid. I'm so tired of Americans saying, Ukraine is awful, you know, because Biden wants to help them. It's like Biden slow-walked everything. The truth of the matter is they needed to be given 300 tanks 9 months ago. Now that we're giving them 30 tanks now? 30 tanks! How wonderful. America gives Ukraine 30 tanks. That's like handing a starving man a little drop of salt water after someone who's dying of thirst, give them a little drop of salt water after they've been asking you for, you know, they're on death's door now, you know, or a starving man, an after dinner mint. Here, have this. This will satisfy your hunger. They needed so much equipment, and they've been struggling so mightily. And no, the real help is not coming. And it's all to deceive us. See, our societies, we want to be comfortable. We want to believe that everything is okay, that everything is going to be okay. And our leaders just take the money. And how many assassinations have there been? How many leaders have been poisoned? You know about all the poisonings that have happened. You know, Litvinenko was poisoned.
Yeah, of course.
You know, you had Navalny poisoned in Russia. You have when somebody stands in their way, they kill them. So how many people have died that we don't know about? And how many people, how many of the rest of them just taken the money or been blackmailed? You know, we know about the famous case of Jeffrey Epstein. And Ghislaine Maxwell, his partner, Robert Maxwell, was her father. It's like, you realize he was part of a KGB ring. That means that this whole pedophilia thing was Russian. That he was filming important businessmen or videotaping important businessmen and politicians having sex with underage girls. Jeffrey Epstein's death was a murder. And he was murdered in his jail cell where he was supposed to be. Oh, the video camera wasn't working. You know, so, you know, you say, oh, there can't be anything like this. Look, it's not a conspiracy if you can just look at the facts and put them together. But why are people so incapable of just being honest and saying, okay, yeah, Russia's aligned with China. And it's the old communist bloc, and they're helping all the communist countries around the world, and they're helping the communists come to power, and they're out to destroy the United States and Europe. But look at the leaders in the United States and Europe. Look at the Marxist background of these people. Scholz, the president of France, Macron, Biden. These people have communist connections in their background. We have been taken over from within, in front of us, in front of our very eyes. And why are we so asleep? I've been trying to talk to people about this for decades. And what I get is, it's the New World Order, and it's the Jews, or it's something else. It's the UFO aliens. It's like, no, it's the communists, stupid. There was a revolution in Russia in 1917, and they never went away. And that's what you're fighting. But because they just simply said, well, we're just going to lie to them and tell them, you know, Lenin famously said, tell them what they want to hear. You know, let's use some useful idiots.
But does that mean that in the war year of this Ukrainian war, that even in the U.S., nobody has really voiced this, the obvious question? Nobody has voiced communism and communist long-term strategy even in the U.S. media, where I would have hoped it would be mentioned?
Well, I would have, you know, I was hoping for that back when the Soviet Union was collapsing. And you had Galitzin's book was just a few years old. And Angleton was fresh, was not long in his grave. And you had people there that were from his counterintelligence staff trying to talk to people in the media behind the scenes and say, look, this thing in Russia, you can't trust it. You had people like Vladimir Bukovsky, who was talking to, you know, our conservative media people and saying, look, you can't trust this. But they wanted to believe they'd won the Cold War. This was the corrupting thing. If you get someone to believe a lie, you have corrupted them. And we don't realize how powerful that corruption is. That when the most corrupt thing you can do is to lie to yourself. And we wanted to believe this so good. And the communists were so patient. And they had gotten in. Look, how could you? I remember in the Orange County Register back in what year was it? 1988. They had written this editorial on the editorial page saying that, you know, Marxism is dead. It only exists on our campuses. And I wrote an angry letter back, and I said, our college campuses, that's where all our young people are being trained, our leaders of the future. So you think that communism is over and they're teaching your children? What is going to be in 30 years, in 20 years, when these children become the leaders of our society and are wearing those blinders that were put on them in the college you paid to send them to, thinking, oh, it's just a joke because it's at school. It's all a joke. You all spend so much money sending your children there. It's a joke. I mean, are we stupid? Yeah, pretty much. And the thing is that we may not deserve what's going to happen to us, and it's happening right now, but we've earned it. We have definitely earned it. And as far as whether Europe or America, look, in the media, the C word, the communist word, has been used by Trump occasionally uses it, but he never puts it all together for anybody. He just throws it out there. Same thing on Fox News. You'll occasionally hear some of the people, Sean Hannity will use that word, and occasionally it will slip out. But I think it's forbidden. I don't think you're not really allowed to say it. It's the word they don't want you to say. And Vladimir Bukovsky, I had this conversation before he passed away a couple of years back, three, four years back. And I said that the conservatives in the West, the famous conservatives in the United States, they never understood communism. He says, that's right, they never understood it. They never really grasped it. They had a superficial understanding. They thought it was some kind of economic doctrine, that once we got our economics right, we'd never go back to that. You know, socialism doesn't work. Excuse me, but it's not an economic doctrine. It's a religion. It's a political religion, in which certain human beings become God, and they get that.
So it's so tragic what happened in Brazil, because there the patriots, they understood it. There was actually a chance that this dialogue will finally be heard.
Yeah, there was a man in Brazil named Olavo de Carvalho, and I knew him. We were friends. He was a philosopher there, and he became famous in Brazil. But he was outside the establishment. He had like a column in El Globo. And the thing is that he was telling them years ago, he said, you know, the Workers' Party is a communist front. They're going to try to take over your country. They're going to do to you what Hugo Chavez is doing in Venezuela. And he said, you're going to lose your freedom. And these people are connected to the narcos in Colombia. And the Sao Paulo Forum, Lula da Silva formed that with Fidel Castro. You can just go look it up. The Sao Paulo Forum is organizing all the left political parties in South America into a giant sort of bunch of communist fronts to take the whole continent over. And, of course, I got a chance to interview Hugo Chavez's chief of air staff, who told me the same thing. He said, this is what Chavez is about. He's a communist. He's just pretending to be a populist, you know. And everybody said, Olavo, you're crazy. It's not true. You know, you're just a conspiracy theorist. But what happened was is that when they discovered that the Workers' Party really was doing this to them, and that all the institutions of the country of Brazil, the schools, and I think the army too, and the legislature and the various bureaucracies, they were all controlled by these communists and former guerrillas. And it was like, okay, we've got to do something. And they stood up in the streets and they protested, but they couldn't take the institutions back. That's the thing. You can have if you have a revolution, the institutions have to go over to the people. Well, in Brazil, in Ukraine, that happened. In Brazil, did not happen. The institutions stayed Marxist. And so the people are just out in the street with their signs, and they're helpless. And the tanks are just kept erect, you know. And that's a problem in America. In America and in Europe, the Marxists have dominance in the institutions. And they, while they're afraid of the people, of the rage of the people,
Hold on, Jeff. We'll wrap up your comments on this matter after Thomas. Hold on, too. We'll be right back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Fix bayonets.
Leave me Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you want the same equipment, the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their vehicles, they're at my website at thelibertyman.com, EMP Shield. Devices for your car, your spouse's car, car that youngster off to college with a very nice $50 discount, each piece of equipment. Now, visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. And Jeff, before we get back to your comments with Thomas, how can people subscribe to your website, please?
There's a PayPal button below every video or article that they can contribute to the site, yeah.
Well, this is very insightful updates here with Thomas's inquiries. What direction you want to go next with those?
Please go ahead, of course.
No, I'd say that it looks fairly hopeless. But remember, they have to get everybody to agree on a sort of a general self-destruction at some point. And it's a question of whether people wake up and go, wait a minute, I don't want to self-destruct. You know?
Okay, Thomas, what follow-up do you have?
Well, wow, what a bridge. I just really wanted you to have a chance to maybe summarize or say something about your amazing conversation with Piero San Giorgio. I looked him up and I can just find survival books, so I have no idea how this conversation took place, because the background that he had was philosophical rather.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, he's written a bunch of books, and of course he actually views Russia as an answer for Europe to some extent, and it was very, you know, open-minded of him to have the discussion with me. But I think it's a discussion that should take place, because I don't think we have, as one of the things we in the West have done is we have kind of lost control of our own perceptions. The Russians and the Chinese and the communists are shaping our minds and our way of basically perceiving events. So you have, it, just to give you Ukraine as an example, you have the people on the left who are like, okay, people are alarmed about this Russia thing. We've got to at least give a show of helping Ukraine, but we've got to be careful not to help them too much, you know, because otherwise the Russians, there might be a nuclear war, and we don't want that. And then you have on the right, you have the people that are saying that, you know, Ukraine is corrupt and the CIA took it over and our real enemies are Western elites. You know, we have to go against the capitalists here in the West. The same as, by the way, the communists want, you know, communism is a revolt against capitalism. So everybody's kind of messed up in their perceptions. So the left is the left. They want to, you know, they're against capitalism anyway, but they're just for doing it on the slow plan. And the right now is anti-capitalist. So, and anti-Ukraine and pro-Rut, you know. So it has become, they have turned us against ourselves. So there is no, you know, patriot, you know, they call themselves patriots. They're patriots. You know, you have now allowed yourself to be divided and conquered by class. Marx said all of history is class warfare, and the proletariat does not have a homeland. You know, the proletariat
is the hour of the American lighthouse. The whole world could need it now.
Well, the problem is we're sunk in the same thing that Europe is. You see a lot of people outside the United States. I had a lot of Brazilian people saying, oh, you have Rush Limbaugh in the United States. You have your Fox News and everything. It's like, you don't understand. Fox News won't say these things that I'm saying. Why won't they say these things? You got to ask yourself the question. The communist active measures, their operations, you know, it's like most of what the KGB has done over the years and what the communist parties and underground cells have done is not stealing secrets. It's active measures. It's influence operations, and they go by a strategy. So they've been able to put over certain narratives that everybody believes. Oh, communism is dead. The Soviet Union is fault. China's really. Well, I had a co-host on the. A week ago, yesterday, I think, arguing with me that China is not really communist, right? Even though it's ruled by the Communist Party, because they're practicing capitalist economics. Well, you know, Marx didn't say anything about communist economics. It's all about revolutionary power. And so since they don't even understand, they get handed these narratives, they believe them, and then they can't fight that enemy. And so we've allowed the enemy to impose their narratives on us. And we think they're our own narratives, and they're not. And it's a problem of, I don't know, we're lazy? We're not thinking?
Hold on, Jeff. We got our bottom of the hour break. Thomas, hold on also. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Up and running full speed. Thank goodness that was a challenge. You'll find a lot there. If you want to get up to date on what's going on with COVID and the COVID clot shot, more than 200, say again, more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, including the nine-page document that a judge forced Pfizer to release, nine pages of side effects of the COVID clot shot, our item number 7 at thelibertyman.com. And if you have issues with arthritis pain, check out the Energy Cleaner. It will help you. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Details at my website. You can place your order right there or call my toll-free order line. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. And, Jeff, do you have any more to offer with Thomas's comments here, sir?
One little snippet. Tucker Carlson is the most popular political show on TV, on any TV channel.
Any show, not just
in
political.
Any show. Yeah, I mean, he's big. He's huge. You will hear two things out of his mouth repeated. The CIA killed Kennedy, and the CIA did a coup in Ukraine. And so if the CIA is our enemy, who was the big enemy of the CIA? The KGB. Well, who's the guy in Moscow? He's a former KGB colonel. See, it's so funny how this narrative now has flipped so that the KGB are the good guys and the CIA are the bad guys. Wait a minute. How did we get this inversion, this flipping? So if people don't think that they can be manipulated by active measures from Russia and China, they just look at that. First of all, there's no proof that there was a CIA coup in Ukraine. There's none. You know, you go to Gillespie's call, you go to any of those things, those aren't proof of anything of the kind. Same thing with the Kennedy assassination. But people believe it. So now who's the villains? America's the villain. No, you're demonizing your own intelligence service. You're demonizing your own side in the Cold War. And you're what? By inference, who are the good guys? So it's just, you gotta think these things through.
Thomas, your questions certainly got some things going here. Do you have a final comment before we wrap it up here and move on?
Yeah. As for American Lighthouse, you know, I'm looking at the heroes of the American, you know, medical freedom movement, because it is such an important issue, you know, to keep alive. So hats off to these heroes like Mike Adams, like Dr. Brian Artis, because they inspire and they show to me, you know, that American Lighthouse function that you can look up to and say, look, let's, you know, we're not going to stop anyways, but we'll survive. And thank you for keeping trucking on for you both, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Thomas, thank you for your call. Don't be a stranger. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John. John in Texas, your turn, sir. He's gone. Next, we go to Tony in Florida. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, gentlemen. And I appreciate every time hearing from Thomas from Germany. I wish more Americans thought like Thomas. Mr. Nyquist, I think that we've already been attacked by the bioweapon, and you've been speaking a lot about the conversations and research Naomi Wolf. I think this is important because there's another meme going around in alternative media that the bioweapon was made by the DOD and it's been attacked on as an attack on the American people, which I completely refute. Looking at the evidence, this is CCP and it's PLA, and Naomi Wolf has done an extreme job of linking those two organizations with Pfizer. But again, the meme in alternative media, and I don't know if you've heard this, is that it's a DOD attack. And I heard it on a certain show yesterday, Alex Jones. So he had a guest, I think it was McCullough, which I respect. But good people can always spread bad information. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, that's its interpretation. You know, everything's about correctly interpreting the facts. The facts don't actually speak for themselves. So we have to have the correct analysis. So what the enemy has done is they unleashed it came out of a communist country, the COVID-19 disease. And then it turns out what Naomi Wolf has found with these documents that they got through this legal action back a year ago in November, which involved people were excited about the what it revealed about the Pfizer trials. But what's really shocking is the involvement of Fuzan Pharma, the biggest pharmaceutical company in China, in making the Pfizer vaccine. So it's like, wait a minute. They've been trying to hide the fact that China's involved in the making of one of the vaccines. Is China involved in making the other vaccines, AstraZeneca and Moderna? And this is, it's like, wait a minute, if you go back, the most important thing in biological warfare is to make sure that no foreign actor, no enemy, has inputs in your food, your medicine, your water supply. You have to make sure that you control those things. And if there is going to be a vaccine that you're going to be putting in the arm of 70% of the population, or you're trying to put it in 100%, that could be a 100% kill shot. If there's something in the vaccine that's going to cause degenerative disease and it's going to harm everybody. And so this is, and I'm not saying they did that, but wait a minute, they're in a position to do it. And we've got this document that was smuggled out of China, the secret speech of Chiao Chen, where the Chinese defense minister talked about a biological attack on America to kill 100 to 200 million Americans. This is a speech that took place 20 years ago, saying we have to set this up. We have to attack America biologically. Wait a minute. So the question that I have, and the question that I'm, as I watch what Naomi Wolf has been saying, is, oh my God, this is right out of Chiao Chen's speech. And how can we be this, again, this dumb, that we allow the Chinese to be involved in the, you know, $350 million, what Naomi Wolf calls bribes to the officials in the National Institutes of Health and the CDC.
Now, that's absolutely correct.
Buy them. Yeah. Right. So China could buy them. Yeah.
She further states in the documents, and you've touched on this, that part of those facilities to make the vaccine were actually here in the United States. I think she named three of them, if I'm not mistaken. That, to me, was astounding. How could this be, Mr. Nyquist? We're producing our own poison and then injecting it in people, and then we have an administration that has put this in our military, forced it on our people. Every ad you see on Fox News or ABC or Legacy Media is brought to you by Pfizer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's something out of a bad sci-fi movie.
Well, you know, the communist leaders understood the West. You know, Lenin, it's been pointed out, Solzhenitsyn pointed this out, Lenin lived in exile outside of Russia in the West, and he knew the West in some ways better than he knew Russia. And Lenin said, you know, famously, might be apocryphal, but I think it's got deep truth in it. At a meeting, you know, Lenin talked about hanging the whole world bourgeoisie, hanging the capitalists. And Karl Radek said, Comrade Lenin, where are we going to get a rope big enough to hang all the capitalists in the world? And he said, they'll sell it to us themselves. But it's even worse than that. We loan them the money to buy the rope from us to hang us. And it's actually a vaccine, it turns out, right? Or it may be. I mean, it looks like that's what's happened. And if that's the case, we really are going to have to face the music here and at what we did. And there's going to have to be accountability. But you have no consciousness yet in the institutions, only people outside the institutions. Because the institutions have been bought off. Bribery, blackmail, the classic tools of intelligence manipulation, and then false narratives to the masses of the people to divert them, to get them to think there's a different enemy doing this to them. The DOD, just like saying the CIA killed Kennedy, saying the DOD poisoned you. The DOD did the pandemic. The DOD did the biowarfare. So again, it's an alibi for our enemy. It's never the communists. It's always us. We're the bad guys. I mean, that's the narrative. Our own defense department. It doesn't even make any sense.
All right.
I appreciate
call,
the time.
Tony, anything else?
Okay, no, sir, I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, sir. All right, next call, we've got John from Texas back. Good morning, John. John from Texas, are you there? Hello, John from Texas. Well, it looks like we lost him again. Jeff, we're certainly into some very strange happenings on the world political scene, aren't we, sir?
Well, we've got a war in Europe, and if that war is concluded with a Russian victory, the Russian armies will be on the border of NATO. And there will be no reason they won't apply nuclear weapons then, because those countries are not Russian, you know. So they can't use nuclear weapons on their own people, since Putin claims the Ukrainians are Russians. But they can certainly use them on Europe. And as far as the Chinese, once the economic effects of the war and the other economic attacks that they've been launching have settled in, if the Chinese economy survives, will our economy survive? And will they then use oil as a weapon against Japan, Australia, and South Korea to fold up our allies in the Pacific? You know, that's the question.
They'll do whatever they need to do, obviously. Of course they will. Looks like our caller, John from Texas, is back again. Good morning, John.
Yes, sorry, but I got called away. I have a question concerning. I saw an interview you had with Trevor Loudon. You talked about that a lot of the communists, actually members of U.S. Communist Party or other, at least in the U.S. Communist Party, come from a background of a dysfunctional family or broken home. About what percentage of them that is true? Also, I have also saw an old Twilight Zone, classic Twilight Zone episode called "He's Alive." It talks about a neo-Nazi that sees visions of Hitler and gets advice on how to conduct his operation and make himself convincing. He also seems to be presented as someone from a dysfunctional family background. About how often is that true among communists or from Nazis?
I don't think anyone has ever done a survey. There's an observation that the people that gravitate towards totalitarian ideologies suffer from psychological problems. Just like you have the claim that a lot of criminality comes from people who are sociopaths or psychopaths. The difference being a psychopath is born that way. A sociopath kind of is, his environment has made him sociopathic. So, but broken homes are not going to contribute to psychological health of people, right? And it's sort of an observation that Trevor and I have made about the communists we have known, you know, communists I knew in graduate school. You know, they had these particular stories. There's malignant narcissism is visible in some of these people too. And of course, this is where you get, you know, that there's two theories about malignant narcissism. It's some kind of damage from childhood, right? It's in that damage could either be they're being abused by one of the parents, and that causes what they call narcissistic injury, or they're spoiled, which is also a form of abuse. Spoiling a child is a form of abuse. So this is just a kind of overview of that. But and there's a relationship. There's almost like a scale between you go to narcissism and you go up to malignant narcissism, and that somewhere you're entering into being a psychopath or a sociopath. Right, on a kind of rising scale. So this is a problem in society. How do people get bad? You know, and of course it's you call it psychologizing. It's you're describing evil psychologically. But I think Eric Verglin, the philosopher, he's saying no, it's not a psychological illness. It's a spiritual illness, right? So he called it by a different name, pneumopathology, rather than psychopathology. Pneuma meaning spirit, right? So it's pneumopathologically, people who are spiritually pathological, spiritually ill, go for things that are so dangerous and that are morally corrupt, or, you know, carry with them mass murder and mass oppression and the destruction of whole countries. And that this is really what if you look at communism, it is why are so many academics drawn to Marx? And it's because Marxism is the promise that, well, you know, you're the chosen ones. You're the ones that are going to lead society. You know, everybody else, the masses are kind of controlled by their environment. And so you're the only one that can see where the true liberation lies. And so you can be the vanguard party that leads the masses, the proletariat, out of bondage. Mm-hmm. And this is very appealing to people in academia. Not everybody, but a large enough group that they basically dominate the institutions and the institutions that produce our leaders and the media and so on. So I don't think we, you know, sociologically, we don't understand what's happened to us and how vulnerable we have been and how they just been taking over from within.
Okay. All right. I just wonder. Well, how often is there an alienation or dysfunction relating to their relationship with their father?
Well, that's an important feature. Look, you when you go to treason, people who commit treason, there's often a problem with the father in that. Robert Hansen's a good example. Robert Hansen was a top FBI official. His father was a Chicago cop. He ended up, now he was a conservative. He loved to listen to Rush Limbaugh, but he worked for first the GRU and then the KGB for decades, and he got away with it because nobody could imagine that, you know, Bob could be a KGB spy. You know, so I think he started spying in the late 70s, and they caught him around 2001. So just imagine that, more than 20 years. And his wife caught him initially, and he promised not to do it again, but he went, instead of working for the GRU, that's the Soviet military intelligence, he worked for the KGB.
All right, we have a break. We got one last caller. John, thank you for your call. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. Let's ladies and gentlemen. Jeff, we've got one last call here to try to fit this in. Eric in New York. Morning, Eric.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you taking my call. So I wanted to politely and respectfully challenge something that Jeff said 10 or 15 minutes ago about people being too quick to blame the CIA when the real enemy is the KGB. Well, if the CIA is an agency of the government, and it's not some separate, independent, sovereign entity, and the government that we have has been infiltrated and, to a great degree, taken over by leftists like Biden and Harris and Schumer and Newsom and et cetera, then how is the CIA our intelligence, quote-unquote, our intelligence agency? Aren't they, ergo, the fact that they're the people who appoint the head top positions at the CIA, the DOD, the NSA, and et cetera, are communist-influenced? How is the CIA our friend, and how is it any much different? Why would they not be working in some ways, in many ways, in tandem with the KGB and the communist influencers that have taken over the reins of government?
You do understand the difference between an American organization that has communist infiltrators who've hijacked it, right? The organization
right.
itself has been it's the KGB in the CIA that's the problem. If there was no KGB, there would be no problem with the CIA. The problem is the CIA got corrupted and got infiltrated almost from the beginning of its existence. Because
so there aren't
we were,
just a
in World War II, we were penetrated, right? But the problem is it's never presented that way. When Tucker Carlson says the CIA killed JFK, he doesn't say, oh, the CIA got penetrated by the KGB and there were CIA people that were really working for the KGB involved working against Kennedy and didn't want to get on discovered. Didn't want to get found out, and they were close to getting them, right? So they had to get rid of the Kennedys. He doesn't say that.
Right. No surprise that we're getting only a partial truth from Fox, but it seems like the CIA has been infiltrated so pervasively and so deeply that it really is not our intelligence agency anymore. It's kind of, you know, an infiltrated arm of the enemy forces.
Well, we have to be sure to remember there's a lot of patriotic Americans in the organization, and they may be just as blind to it as most Americans on the street. So a person who just doesn't know is not guilty. They've been victimized, you know, by this whole process.
From my observations, most of them are the lower level. And as soon as you get up to the higher levels, the good people, and I watched this happen with a New York State trooper who was a top investigator from internal affairs, start doing the right thing, and they put her out to pasture by threats of, well, they didn't exactly say what they would do to her, but they said, it's time for you to retire. We'll give you triple your pension, and you need to go. You can go the easy way, or you can go the hard way. And I was firsthand involved in this situation. So the good
Eric, we're out of time. Eric, thank you for your call. Jeff, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next week. We appreciate it. Okay, what a day. A lot of challenges. That's it for today. Get the medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get the guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful county under 8 inches of snow, Crawford County, Missouri. My large, beautiful state of Missouri. The even larger state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America.
With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.